Roots of Armadoxy, Voices That Lead. Most people would not want to admit that they were hearing voices in their head. Not so with Father Grigor, the priest at one of the local parishes inside of Yerevan. He's very open about hearing the voices now, but not when he first heard them. It scared him. He thought he should seek psychiatric help. It was a voice he heard when he was using one of the hand crosses during the services in the church. In the Armenian church tradition, a small 4 to 6 inch ornate cross is held by the priest during services and is referred to as a hand cross. It is used to bless items, objects, and especially sacraments such as baptisms, weddings, and of course, the Holy Eucharist. The cross itself is attached to a short rod, which is how the priest holds the cross. Now, this particular cross that Father Grigor held was in the church when he took over the pastorate. On the four points of the cross, the two on the vertical members, top and bottom, and two on the horizontal, sometimes referred to as the arms of the cross, are four translucent stones. In the center, where the vertical and the horizontal members intersect, there is a fifth stone. He shared with us that every time he used this cross to offer a blessing, he would hear a voice saying that the cross belonged in one of the side altars and that he should place it there. Now, just as he had resigned himself to the fact of seeking some professional help for these voices, a small company of archaeologists were sent over to the church to do an inventory and study some of the ancient artifacts. The Madenataran in Yerevan houses the largest collection of ancient Armenian manuscripts and is interested in artifacts and relics from antiquity. The experts examined the cross and carefully removed the translucent stones to discover under the arms and the top and bottom stones there were small relics from four different saints, along with notations. The holy relics of saints are venerated in the Armenian church as they are charged with energy of those saints. But still, the voices persisted with Father Grigor, until the team removed the center stone, under which was the unexpected, a piece of Christ's cross. In the center of this cross, which had blessed and energized people, protected the poor, the sick, and the lonely, and swabbed the merriment of families, the cross of Jesus Christ lay flat and untouched and undisturbed. Father Grigor admitted that the cross had been used during baptisms and were certainly exposed to the elements, at the very least water, yet the wood was intact, along with the inscription left by a pious member of the church community centuries ago. The voices stopped. The experts authenticated the cross, and now its blessing has been discovered. Father Grigor placed it, as the voice had instructed him, in a place of honor, inside the side altar. Once a year, on the celebration of the discovery of the Holy Cross in October, the cross is removed from its place and processed through the faithful people. The church is the Astvazazin, the Mother of God Church, but is referred to as Zoravor, the Mighty One, because of the awesome power which emanates from this simple church. It should be noted that in the Armenian church, the cross is the symbol of love. Unlike the heart made popular in the West, for the Armenian church, love is represented by sacrifice. The cross represents that sacrifice. And so, when a blessing is given by the cross, an exchange of love takes place with Jesus Christ as the author and incarnation of love. Today we pray, Holy Mother of God, you are most powerful, Zoravor, because you have given the world love through Jesus Christ. May we be protected under the shadow of His holy and precious cross in peace, delivered from enemies visible and invisible. May we always glorify the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.